It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey everybody, back at it again. Boy, let's just get in there and get swinging. Let's just get swinging at this, right? I mean, I was saying yesterday that I'm so excited the first of every month because you just don't have to worry, you know? You don't have to worry about, like, matching everybody up and you know, who's better than who. It's just like, you just get to chill. You just get to enjoy the day. You know, here it is. It's the first battle of November, and I'm ready for it. And I hope that November 1st and November 2nd, I hope you're both ready for it as well. So November 2nd, let's get to the honorable mentions. All right, well, don't take this as too big of a sign as how the day is going to go, but there is only one honorable mention, and it is November 2nd, 1975, Danny Cooksey. Daniel Ray Allen Danny Cooksey Jr. Boy, a lot of creds to his resume here, but let's be real. He is known for practically only three things. He's known for being Sam, the little precocious redheaded child on the last season or so of Different Strokes. So those of you who are a little older may remember him from Different Strokes. For people of my generation, probably best known as Bobby Budnick on Salute Your Shorts, the Nickelodeon show Salute Your Shorts. He was Camp Anawana's resident bad boy. You know, I think he was originally kind of slated to be the resident bully. It was a two-pronged bullying approach. He was the mastermind, and then Donkey Lips was obviously the muscle. So together they ran roughshod over the sponges of this world, you know. And that's not a derogatory term. There was a character on Salute Your Shorts called Sponge, and he was the resident nerd. So, but probably best known for most general audiences as Tim. The no-nonsense friend of, well, I mean, there was plenty of nonsense, actually, of a young John Connor, played by Edward Furlong, in Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Now, he really didn't have a lot going on. He was in the beginning of that, movie when the Terminator, the Arnold Terminator, is trying to come Edward Furlong at the mall. And there's a point where, like, I'm pretty sure he does a skimming thing on an ATM machine and gets some money out of it. And boy, as a child, I was like, this kid, there's nothing he can't do. So that's Danny Cooksey. That's a lot of what Danny Cooksey is known for. Also did some voice acting. Okay. So if you ever have watched a regular show, he does some voice acting in there. He did some voice acting in Invader Zim and in Kim Possible. And a handful of things like that. So Danny Cooksey, born November 2nd. That's a lot to say about an honorable mention. So perhaps I should have put him higher on the list. I don't know. We shall see. Number three, most famous and influential person born November 2nd. Born November 2nd, 1913, Burt Lancaster. All-American guy, you know. Big tough guy in the acting world. Listen, I'm gonna be honest. I know of Burt Lancaster. I have seen Gunfight at the OK Corral way back. That might be all I've ever seen Burt Lancaster in. But I know he is widely renowned as one of the best actors of his time. He was a handsome dude. So that gets him number three, Burt Lancaster. Number three, most famous and influential person born November 2nd. Number two is everybody's least favorite friend, except maybe Phoebe, David Schwimmer, Ross Geller, born November 2nd, 1966. I said it all out there. If you go back and you watch Friends, boy, not a lot of them are all that enjoyable. There's a lot of terribleness in all of those characters. They do a lot of bad things. They say a lot of bad things. They feel a bad way about a lot of things. But I feel like, you know, Ross, Ross, above all of them, was definitely the worst. So David Schwimmer had a storied film career since Friends as well. I can't think of any of those movies. There was that one movie with Anne Heche and Harrison Ford, where Anne Heche and Harrison Ford get on a plane and they go fly somewhere, perhaps for honeymoon, not together, because Anne Heche was married to David Schwimmer. But Harrison Ford was the rugged pilot. They hate each other, but then they crashed a plane. Oh no, what do they do? Fall in love. David Schwimmer was there for that. I think he also fell in love with the girlfriend of Harrison Ford's character, just so there would be closure on all sides and nobody would feel upset about anything. It was a real kind of Even Stevens type of moment. But anyway, David Schwimmer, born November 2nd, 1966. Number one, most famous and influential person, born November 2nd, 1974, Cornell Hayes, otherwise known by his stage name as Nelly, the St. Louis rapper, Mr. Country Grammar himself. Listen, Nelly, so this is the problem with this show in general, is that there are going to be people like this where they are obviously the most famous and influential person born on that day. There's some real concerns, legal concerns, recent assault allegation concerns that are going to show up for some of these people. And boy, it's a real minefield, isn't it? So let's just focus strictly on the music. It's not good. Country Grammar was okay. I remember that one coming out when I was a ute. I was still probably considered a ute when Country Grammar came out. Hot in Here, I hated. I really hated Hot in Here. Hot in Here was way overplayed constantly. And it took me hearing that song three times before I was ready to never hear it again. I don't know why they still play it, why they don't consider it. Like, why is Who Let the Dogs Out considered a lame song now? But Hot in Here, people are like, oh, dang, it's hot in here, you know? One of them is liked ironically, and one of them is unironically appreciated for no reason. They're the same song. One of them has barking. I guess that's a big difference between the two of them. But all right, well, I'm not going to talk anymore about Nelly. We're going to go 3-2-1. This is a lose-lose, I feel, for me, because either I'm going to have to talk more about Nelly, who I have some concerns about, or I'm going to have to talk more about Jenny McCarthy, who I also have significant concerns about. So let's do the 3-2-1. Number threes, let's match them up, okay? So we had Burt Lancaster, and then yesterday, who was our number three yesterday? Gosh, I can't even remember. That tells you something about how famous and influential they were yesterday. I'm pretty sure it was Lyle Lovett. Burt Lancaster, Lyle Lovett, only one of them was married to Julia Roberts, but only one of them was divorced by Julia Roberts. I'm going to give this one to Burt Lancaster. Match up your number twos, David Schwimmer versus Jenny McCarthy, the least likable friend versus an absolute monster. I'll give this one to the Schwim. Good job, Schwim. Number one, most famous and influential person born on November 1st versus November 2nd. November 1st, it was Anthony Kiedis, lead singer, Red Hot Chili Peppers. November 2nd, Nelly. I'm going to give it to the Keed. Good job, Tony. So I feel like overall, November 2nd, you are worse. You are on the chopping block. November 1st, good job. The Kiedis carried you along. Gene McCarthy tried to bring you down, but couldn't. Didn't have the power. It was too weak. So here we are. November 2nd, you're going to roll in as the rolling in loser. And tomorrow we'll see if November 3rd can bring the heat. Can keep you in that catbird seat. I don't know what I'm talking about now. I'm starting to rhyme. Anyway, thank you for joining me here on This Day is History. See you tomorrow. Stay fresh. Happy birthday.